Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
Now, Chris Mannix, who is a respected NBA writer for Sports Illustrated, just posted a column. And he said, coronavirus is everywhere. It's uncontained, and simply removing fans will do little to prevent a player from contracting it and passing it on. Until this pandemic is under control, the NBA needs to shut the season down.
All right. Who said that?
Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated.
Okay.
Now, let's bring in our good friend Dick Vitale, who is synonymous with college basketball. We thought he'd be a great guy to talk to. Dick, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you today?
Well, I'm just on a plane right now. Michael, Don, Peter, and sitting here in a plane departing. I just flew in from Vegas, had the game last night, Gonzaga against St. Mary's, but just got word of it, you know, and I can't blame him. You know, I mean, I'm not an expert in any shape or form, but I know one thing, health is the number one priority. Health and the welfare of everybody involved. So the experts, I got to believe, know a hell of a lot more than I do, but it's sad in a way, disappointing for a lot of basketball fans, but one has to understand, I mean, nobody loves the games more than I do. The enthusiasm, the energy of games, the passion. So many people could be so disappointed. Players even not playing in front of crowds of that nature. But, you know, this thing is scary. It is absolutely scary.
Yeah, and the Columbus Blue Jackets just announced, Michael, that they will play their next home game with no fans as well. Just essential club and arena staff, NHL officials, media, and broadcast partners. So they fought it for a bit, and now they've succumbed because we were talking about it. This is such a significant event in sports that, really, I would think all the other leagues are probably going to feel like they need to do the same thing. Right, Dick?
Well, I would think so. You know, I'm scheduled to do the SEC semis and finals this weekend, and I see what's happening now with the Ivy League cancel theirs. But classes are being closed. I understand Notre Dame now has closed their classes till further notice, I guess, in April. It's just really unbelievable. I've never in my life really witnessed something of this magnitude. And it just, everywhere you go, and the airlines, you know, they're suffering big time because the planes aren't jammed like they were. And people just, people are living in wondering what the heck's going to go on. No, we got to rely on people that know what this is all about, that understand the ins and outs of what's transpiring. I mean, we don't. You know, we could talk about it, speculate, but obviously, it's obvious that something, you know, like this had to be done. I mean, it's really it's incredible.
Dick, what is the travel situation like today? The airport, the crowds, on the flight, are people wearing masks? What's the general energy around travel today?
I didn't see a whole lot of masks. I see a few, obviously, as I'm talking to you right now, as people are departing. Flight here, I guess this plane held about 200. I think they announced that we have 120 on aboard flying back from Vegas to Tampa. Restaurants aren't as crowded, obviously, as they've been in the past. Shows, etc. I know, for example, I had a couple of speeches that I'm supposed to give a major event, in fact, one Monday, and they just notified us that they canceled. I think any large gathering is in that scenario. So it's something's got to be monitored and something we got to watch, and just hope and pray that this thing could be solved somehow. Something could come up with an announcement that this thing is totally under control.
For more than 80 years, Nissan has been there for you. And now is no different. We're offering flexible payment options for current NMAC customers. Our service departments are here to help. And for future owners, we're now offering more help. Deferred payments for 3 months on 11 models. Plus, we'll cover your payments for up to 2 additional months. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on 10 models. This is help when you need it. Visit NissanUSA.com today to learn more. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Offers available to well-qualified buyers on purchase of an eligible 2020 Nissan from new dealer stock when financed through Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation. Subject to NMAC credit approval and max term limit. Subject to residency restrictions. NMAC special APR cash amount is capped and varies by vehicle from $500 to $2,000, which customer can apply toward up to 2 monthly payments. Customer is responsible for all payments. Delayed payment must begin 90 days from date of contract. Accrual of interest commences from contract date and consumer responsible for accrued interest. Dealer participation may vary. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details, including list of eligible models and service availability. Offers end 6-1-20.
What's on with Dick Vitale here on the Michael K Show? And Dick, obviously this is about, you know, life and death, but, you know, when we bring it down to the toy store level that we talk about, I think the NCAA tournament is framed so beautifully by the fans. And fans not being in the arenas, Dick, how much does that just completely change the event?
Oh, obviously, Mike, that's a great point. You know, the enthusiasm, the energy that's generated at that event, the emotion involved, people wearing their school colors, representing people that don't follow basketball on a regular basis, they get so excited. I guarantee right now, you know, Dayton fans are going ballistic. And, I mean, schools all over, especially the guys that are not acclimated to that, the schools. It's a special time of the year. It's as good as any event. I mean, I've always said it's the best event because for 3 weeks, there's just incredible, incredible spirit, grandma, grandpa, everybody involved. And you know, they'll be involved, but it's just not the same, obviously. But as I say, and I will emphasize, health has to be the number one priority. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, that's the number one priority. So people moaning and groaning and saying, oh, we wouldn't get it. It's no, forget about it. I mean, the bottom line is you save one life, as worth, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Now, how do you think it affects the players going out there and not feeding off the crowd and the energy?
Well, I think, you know, players, they live off that adrenaline, the spirit. The team gets on a roll, momentum, and it'll be different. It'll be unique. I'm scheduled to do the games with Sean McDonough on ESPN International all over the world. Games are shown. I don't know if that'll even go on. I mean, you don't know what's going on. You're just going to go day by day and see what happens and just make the most of a bad situation. It's as simple as can be. You got to make the most of it, and you can't be a moaner, groaner, complainer, whiner, all that jazz. You just got to go on and do what people follow the words of the experts.
Good stuff, Dick. Stay safe. We thank you for joining us in such short notice.
Well, I wanted to join you, Mike. You're one of my favorite people, really. You and I go back to the day that you interviewed me years and years ago. I'll never forget it. About Ralph Sampson for the New York Post.
Long time ago, Dick.
Good people make it big, and you're good people.
Well, and Dick, you are going to be one of the people. You know, you've been someone who's brought so much of the energy and enthusiasm to this game. So I guess over the next couple of weeks, seeing your face is actually going to be a real important sort of piece here for fans, the enthusiasm you bring, because obviously we'll be missing it from the fans. So thank you for that.
Well, thanks a lot, Michael. And by the way, what I'll tell you, changing subjects, Rays over the Yankees this year, $65 million beats $200 million.
It usually doesn't.
Comes close, though.
Thanks, Dick.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. So that is Dick Vitale. Stay tuned beginning at 9:30 p.m. on 1050 a.m. for the ChevyOffers.com New York Rangers pregame show brought to you by your local Chevy dealers. Check out their award-winning lineup and find your closest dealer at ChevyOffers.com.
Well, yeah, that was one of the
we've all been humbled by it, Peter.
It's one of the more horrifying moments of my life that just took place. I don't want to say it's worse than the coronavirus, but I think we're in the same ballpark. Well, obviously, we'll be missing it from the fans, so thank you for that.
Well, thanks a lot, Michael.
There are worse things to be called, my friend.
Do you think maybe he was referring to my dad? He confused me with my dad.
You think so?
That maybe he meant Michael Rosenberg. Yeah, it had to be, because he couldn't have just thought that I was you.
Let's see.
I mean, I went
Seth
through.
Seth Myers just tweeted this out.
Oh, no.
A message to our fans. The safety of our guest employees is our top priority. As a precautionary measure starting Monday, March 16th, late night with Seth Myers, will suspend live studio audiences per guidance from New York City officials. We hope to do our part to help to decrease the rate of transmission in our communities. We will continue filming on our regular schedule, and currently there will be no impact on air dates.
All right. Well, also, if we're updating everyone, I want everyone to know that Ebro in the Morning, also no live studio audience from here moving forward. Everyone.
And we actually, we're one of the few, we're going to bring in studio audience.
We, We're gonna take Seth's studio audience right. and bring it into our show.
So if you were planning to go to Seth's studio, you can come to ours.
Exactly.
Because he tapes at about 5:30. You're right in smack dab in the middle of our show.
Oh, it should be right here for ENN, yep.
Yeah. And that's coming up in just a moment right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.